Welcome to the only podcast for piano teachers just starting out, Piano Teacher Primer. My name is Angela Toon. Keep listening for the prime pro tips you can use with your own students right away. Oh, hi. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to you and welcome back to me. There was no podcast last week because there was no voice coming outside my mouth. It was a little crazy. I've been sick. Bear with me. My voice is still a little bit scratchy. So this episode I've been thinking about for a while, and it came out of an email that I wrote. If you didn't know, I ask myself the question each week, why do I teach piano? And I write what I come up with. And short weekly email, and I kept thinking about this one. So here is a podcast on the subject. Aha moments illuminating piano teaching. So what is an aha moment, if you haven't heard of this? It's aha, like you figure something out and you're like, aha, I figured it out. Aha, there it is, the answer to my problem, the solution that I've been searching for. It's defined as a moment of sudden insight or discovery, a moment of sudden realization, inspiration, insight, a recognition, or sudden comprehension. It's also called a eureka moment. Archimedes in ancient Greece, he sat down in a public bath and watched the water rise and shouted, "Eureka!" He realized that the volume of an object can be deduced by immersing it in water. He realized that the water raised the amount that the volume increased upon it. Eureka roughly translates as, I have found it. So it's like breakthroughs when you least expect them. It's excitement, and not just because of the solution, but also the suddenness of the new intuition. And they can be out of the blue or right when you're working on it and thinking about it. It's also described as a light bulb moment. In cartoons, have you seen like the light bulb ding right above their head when the character gets it, right? When they have an idea. So all of these attempt to describe the process in problem solving when a previously unsolvable puzzle suddenly becomes clear and obvious. Okay, so you're probably already starting to connect this with piano teaching like I was. So the first thing that I thought of were aha moments that I have had. One thought that I had is in college theory classes. Intense, by the way. And it just put it all together for me that made me go, oh, I get it. Wow, I can't believe how this all fits together. So I had memorized chords and scales, and I had a lot of the scales memorized. But I did not understand how they all fit together, like the circle of fifths. I previously thought the composer just picked out whatever sharps and flats that they think would sound good in their piece, and then they would use those notes in their compositions. And even though I had some key signatures memorized and which sharps and flats they were, I did not know that the order of the sharps was the same as the order of the flats, but backwards. And I did not realize that the scales all fit together, that they're a fifth apart. The one sharp and the two sharp and the three sharp and the four sharp scales are all a fifth apart. And then I didn't realize, anyway, that it all fit together in that circle of fifths way. So, eureka! I was like, wow, this is so cool. I thought theory was boring. And then I get into college theory and I'm like, wow, this is amazing and fascinating. So I share that with my students to help them see that theory is not boring and to help them make those connections that I didn't make and to show them like the scales in their pieces and to talk about in their pieces the theory, not just a theory book on the side, but integrating it into the lesson all the time so that they have a deeper understanding and they can make those connections. Okay, we'll talk more about some of my moments of aha in piano teaching. Also in college, my piano professor taught me, Jeffrey Price, at the University of Utah. He really went into great detail on the psychology of performing. And I would like to share this with you in the future. So keep in touch with this podcast and I'll let you know. But I learned a lot of things about the mind, because it's a mental game performing, right? And I learned a lot of things to do before and during and after performing that really helped me. And so when I had to play for a full hour, it actually ended up being an hour and 10 minutes of my senior recital. I don't know how I would have accomplished that mentally without his help. So a lot of the things I still remember and I still teach to my students to this day, and was like, wow, aha, I get it now. This is how it is accomplished, and it's not just some magical thing, because we get so frustrated when we learn a piece and we work so hard on it, or our students do, and then they are up on stage and they fall apart. And so that's where the mental capacity comes in, and that was an aha moment for me. Another one from college. I'm just talking about college today, apparently. When I was learning a 20th century, it was a Bartok piece that was atonal, so it was not even in a key. And my college professor made me sit and think of something that this sounded like that was beautiful. And I was like, this is not beautiful. It sounds like background music of a horror film or a murder scene or something. And he made me sit there until I came up with something. And finally, I thought of humpback whales. And here are nature, beautiful whale songs. Are they tonal? Are they in a key? No. And my mind ran with this, and that was a huge eureka moment to me hating the piece and then loving the piece. And I actually played that on my senior recital. So we'll skip from the past now to more of a current time of my favorite aha moments in piano teaching. I had a student who was learning the scales, and a key signature popped up in one of her pieces. And then I explained the connection to the scale, one that she had just recently passed off. Aha! And that connection, you could see it on her face. And that moment, that just makes it all worth it, right? Another fun aha moment can be from showing students the connections with the form of the piece. So for example, you'll have similar sections with a little difference. Like you'll have the A section, and then if it's a little different, call it A1, and then B section, right? Call it a totally different letter for a totally different part of the piece with different notes. And pointing these things out, sometimes the students don't realize how closely things are related. And again, this helps with memorizing and performing and things. And you can see that eureka, wow moment on their faces. Often you can. So I highly recommend pointing out same parts. I do this all the time with all levels of students. Point out the parts that are same or similar. And if they're similar, I'll sometimes call it like rhyming, or like, can you hear that the rhythm is the same, but the notes are different? Or can you hear that the chords are the same, like a variation? If they have a piece with variations, I'll play a little bit of each one and I'll say, can you hear how they're kind of related? They're kind of like cousins or relatives. Another aha moment that students have had, I mean, every time that they succeed in something, right? When it's hard and then they succeed and they conquer the hard. If they come back to their lesson and they're like, I worked on this so hard, let me show it to you. That is like one of my favorite things as a piano teacher. How could I create more of those? That is the funnest. Isn't it the best? Okay, now I teach some adult students. So I have a dad of one of my current students right now, and he learned piano as a youth. He remembers a lot, actually, but we have found a few gaps. And he is so thrilled to learn the missing information. So he had memorized a lot of the notes. He had memorized some of those mnemonic sayings, right? Like the every good boy does fine. And he says, I can figure out these notes in the bass clef. I know the treble clef notes really well, but what is this note in the middle? And it has this little line, and what is that? You know, it's interesting because a lot of kids, they remember middle C, but they don't remember the other things. So he had forgotten middle C or wasn't taught it the same way that I teach it. And so I told him, oh, you're going to love this. You are just going to be so excited. And he was. I taught him middle C, and it's in the middle of the two staff lines, and then it's close to the middle of the piano. He was ecstatic. It was such an aha moment for him and for us as adults that, for me as an adult piano teacher, that's always middle C, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was fun to see that be so exciting for him. My other adult student, she comes with questions, theory questions, and sometimes I have to open my college theory books to answer her questions, let me tell you. But she comes with these, she analyzes all of her pieces, and all the chords are in there. I do not require this of all my students. This is just her thing that she loves to do. And then she'll come back with questions. What chord is this? How does this note fit? And it's so fun to see when I explain it that she's like, oh, she does that sound a lot. She's like, oh, I get it, right? So that's an aha moment. Just learning the notes, like every practice session could really be filled with little eureka moments, little aha moments of like when the rhythm and the hands together coordinate. Finally, it's like an aha moment for the brain. That's why it's so fun to learn an instrument, to work on it and then all of a sudden, or do you ever like practice and work, or have your students ever practice so hard and worked on something, not felt that aha moment, not felt like you've made any progress, but then the next day you come back to the piece and you play that difficult part and it's like, oh, it works now. Aha. Beautiful. And I have heard some studies that while we sleep, that our brain is putting together the things that we worked on the day before. It's like processing that information and putting it into a spot in the brain for storage. And then the next day, eureka, I've got it. So sometimes having some space and time in between these challenging situations can really help bring that aha moment to come to pass. Okay, so to wrap up, look for those aha moments in yourself and in your students. Create those aha moments with your own playing and your own teaching and your own students. And then bring those out. And when they happen, like enhance them. Like, wow, you just figured that out. You've been working on that for so long. You know, take them back to when they didn't know the things that they know now. Take them back to when they weren't able to accomplish the things that they are able to accomplish now. And show them, aha, you figured that out. Congratulations. And those little moments will keep you going to the next student and the next, so you can continue to improve the lives of your students by giving them this gift of music. And then also improving your own life, because your life's enriched with music now and also enriched with these students and their growing and learning and aha moments building on each other. And then also the income helps your own family and helps you accomplish your goals. So thank you so much for being with me, and thank you for dealing with my voice. I only had to stop a couple of times to cough. But I'm feeling better now, and I'm so grateful. You're so grateful for your health when you have been sick, right? And my mind has been working on a new thing, a new project that I've been working on. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that there's something new is coming. And after the new year, we'll definitely start telling you more details. But thank you again for being with me, and stay healthy out there, y'all. Are you having as much fun with this podcast as I am? Are you getting some actionable tips? Help more beginning piano teachers find us by leaving a rating and a review. On Apple, you just scroll down to the bottom and click on the stars. And on Spotify, you click the three dots near the top and click rate show. Also visit angelatune.com for free videos, downloads, courses. Together, we'll change the world one student at a time.